Since Garnett had arrived in England in 1586, he had evaded capture and survived Elizabeth's regime. In June of 1605, Garnett happened to be in London and was an acquaintance of Catesby, the main organizer of the gunpowder plot. Catesby went to Garnett and asked, in case it were lawful to kill a person or persons, it were necessary to regard the innocents which were present, lest they should perish. Garnett later claimed he had not known at that point of the plot in the works. However, he must have known that something was going to happen because he wrote a letter to the English Privy Council warning of an imminent Catholic terrorist act against the English government. The precise facts of how the gunpowder plot was uncovered remain shrouded in mystery to this day. The official English government's account asserted that Garnett's letter was received by spymaster Sir Robert Cecil, who chose to wait to take action until James I saw the letter. Once King James saw the letter and understood its meaning, Cecil had the chambers beneath Parliament searched twice. On the second raid on November 5, 1605, Guy Fawkes was discovered beneath the House of Parliament in a cellar guarding the 50 large kegs of gunpowder. Fawkes was immediately taken into custody, and over the next 2 days of interrogations, alleged that he was one John Johnson, a servant to Thomas Percy. Once the rest of the conspirators learned that Fawkes had been caught, they began to flee London as quickly as possible. On November 6, 1605, while Fawkes was still imprisoned in the Tower of London, James I ordered him to undergo torture until he disclosed every detail of the plot. Fawkes managed to resist for many hours, and it was not until November 8th that he unveiled anything of great importance. After confessing his true identity, Fawkes went on to admit that 5 unnamed men were also involved in the plot. He also had confessed that Girard the Jesuit had performed the sacrament after the group had sworn an oath of secrecy. Although Fawkes had sworn that the Jesuit had not been aware of the plot, he did say that the troop had used Henry Garnett's quarters to meet. Following Fawkes's confession, English authorities began a mad search for the 2 Jesuit priests, Girard and Garnett. The government could not have failed to recognize how convenient it would be to implicate the Jesuits as the chief instigators in the Catholic gunpowder plot. While attempting to round up the actual plotters, 4, including Catesby, were killed resisting arrest. All of the remaining plotters were eventually captured and questioned vigorously about Girard and Garnett, but none would speak against them. On November 12th, Girard had yet another close call when a 9-day search began at Harrowden, the very place where he was hiding. Girard managed to escape yet again, thanks to one of Owen's secret priest hideaways. By January 1506, James I decided that enough evidence existed to officially list Girard, Garnett, and a 3rd Jesuit, Father Greenway, as conspirators. In late January, Nicholas Owen was appended, and several days later, Garnett and a fellow priest, Father Oldcorn, emerged from their hiding place. They had both survived 8 days in one of Owen's hideaways, and unable to bear it any longer, had given themselves up. On January 7th, the trial for the 8 remaining plotters began. The only ones left were Guy Fawkes, John Grant, Ambrose Rookwood, Everard Digby, Thomas and Robert Wintour, Robert Keyes, and Thomas Bates. They were charged with treason, and 7 of the men pleaded not guilty, while only Digby admitted his guilt. During the course of the trial, Girard and Garnett were named by the interrogators as the instigators of the entire plot. Garnett had in fact been arrested on the morning of the last day of the trial, although the news of his arrest did not reach London for quite some time. The verdict was predictable. All 8 of the surviving conspirators were found guilty of high treason. All 8 conspirators were publicly executed by hanging on January 30, 1506. After the capture of Garnett and Owen, both prisoners were brought to the Tower of London for interrogation. Owen was the first to be tortured on February 19th. By March 2nd, Owen had been killed in the course of his interrogation. Following Owen's death, Garnett was next in line to be tortured. Garnett readily cooperated and admitted his part in the gunpowder plot. At his trial, Garnett was found guilty of treason and sentenced to be hanged on April 30th. The last of the conspirators, Father Jean Girard, managed to escape England and lived out the rest of his life performing Jesuit work in continental Europe. Each year since that failed assassination plot, England still celebrates the gunpowder plot as Guy Fawkes Day, November 5th, with bonfires, massive fireworks displays, and the ubiquitous image of Guy Fawkes Mass. The 16th and 17th century religious wars between Catholics and Protestants transformed espionage from a battlefield tactic to a permanent office in the governments of powerful nations. Following England's lead in the work of spy masters Sir Francis Walsingham and Sir Robert Cecil, other nations adopted English techniques and strategies. More than 450 years ago, intelligence and covert operations became integral parts of the rise of modern nation-states.
This ends Lecture 6. If you borrowed this course from a public library and would like your own copy of the course guide for future reference, call Recorded Books at 1-800-636-3399 and we'll send you a free copy. A shipping charge will apply.